It's good?
All right, so the where we left off was just the shita of Balei HaTosfos, that there is a problem of Baal Tosfos, I'm sorry, that there is, that the psul mitzvah of Avera is limited to mitzvos mishum ritzoi, mitzvos that have a function of ritzoi, so those have to be, can only be performed in a way, with an object, which can be meratza, and if it's something which is Avera, then it's not, and therefore that's puzzle for the mitzvah, yeah.
When you say with an object that can be meratza, yeah. Are you bedapka?
I am saying that intentionally, but I don't intend to be getting into that now, because maybe it's davka, that already depends on how you understand the parameters of mitzvah Avera, which I didn't want to be getting into now, but at the very least I think it's inclusive, it's also that, I think that everybody would agree to, whether or not it's only that we'll get to, so the Balei HaTosfos are of this opinion that it's only mitzvos mishum ritzoi, where in as much as it's supposed to be a meratza, so then it be'avera becomes puzzle. Then you can't be fulfilled the mitzvah with a mitzvah of be'avera. Whereas other mitzvahs, there is no such problem. That's why there's no issue of sukkah zula. That's why there's no issue of matzah tevel. Meaning, if you wanted to puzzle these things midaraisa, as the Torah apparently did, you need sukkim in order to puzzle them. So we discussed a little bit that chiddush, but primarily the chiddush that you would apply this to lulav and to dalad minim, and then we discussed based on the notion of we find in the Gemara in Tainis of einan ban el ratzas alamayim. We saw the extent to which this is taken by the Meiri, that it could. This is the basis. This is the reason we had a havmina. Maybe it's only something that you would have a chova on the tzibur to bring like a korban because it's ritzoi. And it's evident that these Rishonim are taking it in that way too. Meaning these Balei HaTosfos are taking it to mean that it's something that is, you know, its primary function. One of the meikar mitzvaso is really l'ratzos alamayim. All right, so that's where we got off to. That's where we got up to last time. Correct. All right, so now I just wanted to explore a little bit more, just on this view of it, that on the Shita Satosos' view, that it's only mitzvos v'shem mitzvoi, so what else might be included? Is there anything else besides korban and lulav? So here, it should be noted that there is actually no explicit mention of mitzvah v'vera in Shas, in Bavli, outside of those two mitzvos. Korban is the makor that the Gemara cites here, and lulav, it's extended to lulav. And one could claim, and it might very well be that these Rishonim will claim, that's the only places you find these things. You find the mitzvah, the psul of mitzvah of Abbe Avera. There happens to be a mention, we'll get to it, of mitzvah of Avera and Brachos, but as far as I know, no Rishonim actually even invoke that. I think they all viewed it as being just the same Lashon, but not actually the din of mitzvah of Avera.
I think Maratos was close in
the Gemara doesn't mention their mitzvah of Avera. Yeah.
Is there another way to understand the Gemara?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll actually get to that a little bit today. Gemara there, I think the Rambam, we'll get to that. I don't know if we'll get to that today. Hopefully we will. That Gemara doesn't say anything about mitzvah b'avera. It says, Botzeh b'erech ni'etz Hashem. The Tosfos, at least in the beginning, thought that was...
Yeah.
Right. What?
It implies to almost as
it. Yes, and then Tosfos get in trouble a little bit with it, though, when it comes to the parameters of the instance. Their shita, as opposed to Rabbi Natam, according to their shita, there shouldn't be mitzvah b'avera there, for reasons we'll get to. And they end up saying Bracha Shani, so it's, at that point already you see the Tosfos might be, it could be it's a separate track within Mitzvah Avera, it could be that's a separate din. Well, we'll get to that. But explicitly, you only have it in these two mitzvahs. And as I said, it could be that these are the only ones you would say. Again, Korban is obvious, it's a Chiddush to Lulav, but beyond that, we don't have mitzvahs Mishum Ritzoi in this kind of way. But the Ritva alone among the Rishonim who discuss the Shita of Shita Tosfos actually throws in another mitzvah, which is, anybody see it?
Shofar.
Yeah, the Ritva, when he cites it, and just this once, other times he only says mitzvos ke korban ululav mishum ritzui, but at one point he actually throws in another one. This is the Ritva on Sukkah Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. So he says, there he's discussing the fact that we say Sukkah Gzula is kosher if it doesn't fall within the parameters of because Karkin and Exilis, we'll get to the sugi later. Within the sugi of mitzvah Avera, actually, in discussing the parameters, but the Gemara doesn't mention any problem of there being a mitzvah of Avera in the case of somebody who's tokif sukasa mechavero, as long as you hold the Karkin and Exilis, and therefore it's defined only a shul, and you don't need lechem for sukkah, so then he'll be yotze. I went into the problem of what about mitzvah of avera. So a lot of Rishonim, this is again one of the major makaros that Rishonim contend with or use to elucidate the parameters of mitzvah of avera. But the Riva cites there in that context this shita again of Tosfos that it's mishum reed. So but when he mentions at that time, he says the tirtz delor mina mitzvah of avera ela b'davar shu bal l'ratzos kikon korban shofar velulav. The Kayotzeve, who knows what the Kayotzeve includes. But shofar is thrown in there. So the truth is that it's quite possible, and we'll see that the Ritva himself thinks that, has two deos about this, it's quite possible, in fact, that even though it's not explicitly mentioned, it actually is, it is the basis of a psul mentioned in the Bavli. And that's in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesmer Aleph, where the Gemara quotes essentially three versions or three opinions about the question of whether or not a shofar you can be yotze mitzvah tekiya shofar with the shofar shel hekdesh. One day it was we're going to be mechalik here between a shofar shel shlamim shel kachim versus a shofar shel shlamim which is kachim kalim. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, is because when it comes to shofar shol ola kachi kachim, so then there's not only an isser me'ila, but all the dinei me'ila, the chiyuvei me'ila, one of the dinei me'ila is that it's yotze l'chulin. So at that point, so it's in the end, you've used something which is a davar shel chulin, and therefore there's not going to be any problem of having derived hana from the shofar shol ola. So the Gemara says, and therefore yatza. When it comes, but in taka. B'shofar shel shlamim, so then lo yatza. I mean, in both cases an iser, but if you were tokeya b'shofar shel ola yatza, shofar shel shlamim in taka lo yatza. Why? So the Gemara explains because ola bas me'ilahi ola has full dina me'ila, which means it's yatza l'chulin, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. There's no lo avadi sure. Shlamim doesn't actually say that, but it just says kevin the ma'aba nafkele l'chulin shlamim the la ben me'ila nino isur hu derachiv behu lo nafkele l'chulin. So therefore, you've done an Isser, and therefore you're not going to be Yotze. The Gemara then presents Rava's response to that doesn't make any sense. Even for an Ola, right, it's at the time you're using it, it's yet to be Yotze the Chulin. So what we'll say is either, one could say that both of them you're not Yotze, because even if it's Yotze the Chulin after the Tekiah, but at the Shas of the Tekiah, it was still Hekdesh, and therefore it was still Me'ila. In which case, it won't be Yotze with either of them, because Avi Desura both cases, or... And this is what Rav himself concludes. Hadar amar echad ze, the first Rav said, echad ze v'echad ze lo yatza. Hadar amar echad ze v'echad ze yatza, why? Mitzvah lav l'hanas ninu. So the simple understanding of that is mitzvah lav l'hanas ninu, therefore there's no hana from it, and therefore there's actually no me'ila, because you're not getting hana from the hekdesh. Okay? Now, all three of these shitos, meaning all three of the possibilities here, all agree seemingly on the principle that if there is an iser me'ila that you're being nana from hekdesh, b'shas hatakia, then you're not going to be yotze. Now, why is that? So this is the question that the Ritva asks in Rosh Hashanah. Right? V'hadar mina b'shofar shlamim kevim delesbe me'ilah b'isurei kai. Says, kashli mikom makom hatakabo umali yavad b'isura ilo. Kevim delabin and shofar shalo v'yotze b'shofar shalo k'disa b'yishami. Right? If you don't require shalo, and therefore, if you did require shalo, you could say, isar na is a problem. But we don't require shalo, and therefore, what's the problem? Right, that's the question that he's asking. Why is it that he's not Yotze? So the Ritva here gives two answers. One, V'yesh lomar mikom makom ikam shumitzah ba'bevera. Right, k'disa v'lulav gazel. Maybe the basis for the psul here is it's mitzvah ba'bevera. If you're doing an act of net of hana mi hektesh in doing your mitzvah, so that's going to be a problem of mitzvah ba'bevera, and therefore lo yatza. So there's a psul mitzvah ba'bevera here. The alternative he gives inami shem lo yatza lo avid isura buta v'lulav marshal lo yatza. It's a very interesting idea. It's a separate din. This is not a problem. It's a bevera. What is this din? This din is a din that because if you were to say that he's not yotze, then you would say there's no iser. Why is that? Because if he's not yotze, so then there's no hana, right? This is if you hold mitzvahs. Let's say you can get hana through being yotze mitzvah is defined as a hana for these purposes. So then, if we say that there is no mitzvah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Then it'll merge. There's no hana. And therefore, there won't be any iser. And somehow that enables us to say it. Riva's not clear on why that would be. Presumably, it would be that if something can be defined by halacha as being over an iser versus not over an iser, depending on some other extraneous factor that halacha can sort of determine, we'll say, okay, so you, a person didn't violate an iser here, but it also just means you're not yotze the mitzvah. Because if it's all, it's a fascinating idea that I'm not sure if this is din derabanan. It sounds like it's deraisa. But on what basis do we say that? I don't know. But I think that's the idea, is that if it can be defined as something which isn't being yotze mitzvah by halacha, then I'm sorry, if it can be defined by as a non-isser by halacha, if it's up to halacha in a sense to determine whether or not this is an isser, so it'll be a non-isser. And what that'll mean is simply, okay, so this isn't your key mitzvah. Okay, in any event. Yeah, it knows, the Ritva says that this is not a mitzvah of Aveira, rather it's a separate din. It's a din, but he talks about it in terms of like a teleology. Since if he isn't Yotze the mitzvah, so then there will be no isser. Why? Because he hasn't derived hana from the hekdesh. The only hana they're talking about here is hana of being yotzei mitzvah, right? So if there's no mitzvah, so then it'll turn out he won't have been over the avera. So that's what we say. We say that there is no mitzvah. On the basis of what? So what I'm
is that like psul and mal? Like,
no, there's no. It's not really so much a psul. It's that we're pasling kidei shalai that it shouldn't be considered an avera. So the way I'm not sure if this is a good explanation of it, but I think the idea is that we would only define, I mean, if it's, in this case, the activity which is usser is only that activity, right? You only have the maisa isser here if api halacha, we define this as being an acceptable kiyum mitzvah. If it's not
circular.
Maybe it is circular, I'm not sure if it is or not. What?
I don't know, maybe I'm misunderstanding it.
I'm not sure if you're misunderstanding or if I'm misunderstanding or that it's really a difficult idea, but either way, that's what the Rav says. This is this other din that somehow if we can say, if we don't assume this is Yotze, that you're Yotze the mitzvah here, there won't be an Isser, so then there isn't a Kiyum HaMitzvah. It needs to be further explored. Either way, again, shame loitz lovesu mutav ulomar shaloyetz. So, you know, the question you ask: mutav ulomar shaloyetz. Okay, but who says that's true? Maybe it is preferable to say that he was in yotze. The question is that the case? Apparently, there's some basis to say that if I think the idea is just that we could define this one of two ways.
You are actually yotze. No?
What?
You were actually yotze in the media, no? You're just saying no. Yotze, so you don't get enough from it, but then you really no.
Okay. Yeah. No,
it's not a good thing. Stay away from it.
Yeah, and therefore, and what?
It's not a good thing. Stay away from it. But that's you're right.
We're not going. What counts as a kiyum mitzvah? So there are certain things that we've generally broad principles. You need kavana for according to some, right? So in this case, maybe it'll also be true that you also need to be that it wouldn't be an avera if it's a mitzvah. Not mean the mitzvah of avera. It's just like a general mitzvah halacha that you can't be yotze a mitzvah. It isn't a kima mitzvah to do something which, if you say it's a kima mitzvah, then all of a sudden it's a nevera. That isn't a kima mitzvah. That's not something that would, right? But that's a separate. Either way, the point is, it's just not mitzvah above avera. That's the main point. The Ritva is explicit about this. This is not a new mitzvah above avera, right? So you have two deos in the Ritva, in other words, about whether or not there actually is a psul mitzvah above avera as applied to shofar in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the point that the Ritva makes. In Sukkah, that is, that this is also, this is can also be, there could be a psul mitzvah above avera for shofar, even, let's say, the Shitas HaRishonim, the Balei Tosos, that it's only applicable to mitzvahs mishum ritzoi. In other words, the assumption there, which is that shofar is mishum ritzoi, that, I think, deserves a little bit of analysis. Is that obvious? And here, I can just mention what Adam told me when I was telling the Makaros. What do you mean, isn't shofar exeris akasiv? Right, the Rambam describes shofar as exeris akasiv. The Gemara that I cite here in Rosh Hashanah has a nice line at the end there. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lama token b'Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, lama token b'Rosh Hashanah? Lama token? Rachmana amar tiku. The Gemara says, okay, that wasn't good. El lama merian. Why do you do it a bit truer? Merian? Rachmana amar zichron truer. So the Gemara says, no, it means something else entirely. Not this question. Why do we do two sets? Why do we do Tkiyusim Yushav and Tkiyusim Muvav? That's a question. And the answer is Kedah Le'arvah Sesatan, etc., etc.
Where is that Gemara?
It's in your Makor Sheet on page 3. So, one second. Yeah. So, one might just say that this is certainly not a mitzvah mishum ritzoi, it's just a mitzvah of tekiah. It's gzeirus kasuv. We have many drashos that are very nice about this. You can look at Rav Sajja Gaon and Avodram, you can look at others, Remez, Mazim in Shofar, but sof, normatively speaking, it's simply a maisa mitzvah like yeshiva sukkah, and it has nothing to do with ritzoi. In which case, we would have said, either we'll insist that the psul of Shofar Shoshlamin in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah isn't mishum mitzvah babavera, that's one possibility, or we will say that it is mishum mitzvah babavera, and this is because we reject the shitas of Tosos. Tosos aren't right. This is a raya. You don't need to go to matzah zotavol. You can also, we actually have a din of mitzvah babavera in the context of shofar shoshlamim, and that proves that it's not limited to mitzvahs mishum ritzoi like korban velula. But the Ritva thought that this was, first of all, I thought that there was a psul mitzvah babavera, and the truth is that even though it's two deos in the Ritva there, about whether or not shofar shoshlamim, the Ritva himself paskins shofar guzzle is pasul min mitzvah babavera. So the Ritva himself, there's no question, thinks that it is applicable to shofar. And we see here that the Ritva clearly thought that this was consistent with the Shita, that tekiah shofar, that mitzvah babavera is limited to mitzvah mishum ritzoi. In other words, he thought it's clear that mitzvah shofar is also mishum ritzoi. So how do we understand that? So I think it's likely that this understanding of tekiah shofar that emerges from the Ritva is rooted in the Gemara on Tes Zayin in Rosh Hashanah, Manal, before that line, where there are two, I think, related statements in the Gemara there that are relevant for this point. First, the Gemara says, where are we? That when it's going through the Omer and the Tevuah, all the mitzvos of Chag, so the Gemara says, Neimamra Torah, Nischu Mayim B'Chag, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lufanai Mayim B'Chag, Kedesh Yisparchu Lechem Gishmei Shana, V'rmuru Lufanai B'Rosh Hashanah, Machios Echronos V'Shafaros, Machios, Kedesh, this is a famous Gemara, right? Kedesh Tam Lichun, Shetam lichuni alechem, zechronos kidei sheyale zechronechem lefanai letova ubameh bashofar. That shofar, it seems to be from this gemara, the idea being expressed here is that shofar functions as a kind of a vehicle for the tefillah, for the yale zechronechem letova, as a kind of a ritzoi. Yeah, I think that one can understand this. That this means either that it's a sort of a tool that paves the way for the tefillah, and that really is more of like a ritzoi idea. I think the other way to take this is that it itself can be a kind of tefillah. But either way,
wasn't that ritzoi also?
Yeah, and this could also be ritzoi, right? Exactly. Right. Right. Yes, it is. So if you just had this gemara, you could say, you know, this sounds like a nice drasha. I mean, maybe it's even the basis for the themes that we find in Machios, Zechronos, and Shofaros. Most are shown, I think it's clearly obvious that those are not deraisa. So they're just themes. Okay. Is this the mitzvah deraisa of shofar? But already what you have in the second statement in that Gemara, the next statement, already you have this idea, you find that it's more halachically grounded than just a nice drasha. Not that a nice drasha is important. The question is it more than that? The Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, lama tokim b'shofar shel ayil? Why do we use a shofar shel ayil? Now, this question for Rov Rishonim is, why is this the mitzvah min hamuvchar? Why is this the preferred shofar to have it from a kevah zachar? According to the Rambam, this question is, why is it the only thing you can use to be yotzei? Either way, it's clearly a halacha that we're discussing here. The question is only whether or not it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar or it's actually ma'akev. But the answer that the Gemara gives is Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tikul Fanai B'Shofar Shel Ayil Kedei She'Eskor Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram Umala Ani Alechem Kilo Akedas Akadatem Atzmechem Lufanai. This is a Zechiras Akedas Yitzchak, and we find that this is a theme in many of the tefillos in the Slichos already in Chazal. V'Teir Lufanecha Akedas Yitzchak. So this line already both indicates that the idea first of all, this theme of Akedas Yitzchak, first of all, it doesn't seem like it's simply a nice drasha, although it is mentioned as one of the themes of shofar in Rav Sajja Gaon, but it actually manifests itself halachically, the preference or the insistence upon a shofar shel ayil. And secondly, That's first of all. But secondly, it clearly aligns very well and very nicely with the notion of Tkiyas Shofar Barosh Hashanah as a kind of a ritzui, as a kind of a paver for tefillah, that this should be something which the Ribbono Shalom should, it should pierce, allow our tefillahs to sort of pierce bein, you know, through the avonoseichem, you know, avonoseichem adilim beinechem beinechem v'nei elokeichem. Right, so this is kind of the ritzui of Akedas Yitzchak, is sort of b'mebet tefillah, that's how we get through to the Ribbono Shalom.
This Gemara, I mean, this Gemara is saying that this particular prat about the shofar, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Iker tachlis of the shofar is for ritzui.
That's true.
It doesn't. Shofar, and by the way, let's hop around with the ritzui.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's true. I'm not saying that this can prove that it's ritzui or that it even illustrates it, but it at least gives ground to where the ritva might have gotten it. We'll see that the ritva,
possibly but, don't use the correct species. Right?
Oh, so that's correct, right? I mean, according to the Rambam, it is. According to other Rishonim, it's not. This is not this. According to other Rishonim, Isles is only a mitzvah and muchar. That's the Ravid there points out. All the Rishonim actually disagree with the Rambam on this. So for them, it's a mitzvah and muchar. It could very well be if you assume that the Rambam paskins that it's dafka b'shofar shel Isle and assume that this is the basis for it. Then already, Adam, it's not as easy to claim. And the truth is that's exactly what the Rambam does, and this is exactly how the Maharik explains him. Meaning the Maharik who's explaining why the Rambam passings the way he does. So, just take a look at the page 5. This is the Chidush HaMaharik on the Rambam. Hilchos Shofar, he says, Hu chalek im shara poskim sh'omrim sh'kol shofaros k'sherin chutz mishal para. So he says, all of them are psulin chutz mishal keves, shezu mishna lama toki mishofar shal ayel l'zecher akedis yizkak. Hu sover shalashon lama la'akiv. Yeah, that's actually Lakiv.
That would
already prove more. Now the Ritva himself does not believe that Shofar Shal Ayel is possible. But it does already prove it, I think. And even if you don't agree that it's possibling, it's still I'm not saying that it proves the point, but it just provides a good basis for the notion of Ritzoi with Shofar. What you do have that I think does prove it, and especially in the Ritva, who says it explicitly, is the fact which I just mentioned, that the one case of Shofar, which everybody agrees is Pasul B'Diyavid, that we paskin, that it's Ma'akev, it's Pasul B'Diyavid, is Parah. And why is that? So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains, even though the Mishnah gives a suggestion that it's because it's not a Shofar, it's defined as a Keren, the Gemara gives us sort of a different answer. The reason is, this is the Shita of Rabbanan that we paskin like, that you cannot use a para. Amar v'chisad b'neimayin kohen gadol nichnas, this is kidder v'chisad. Amar v'chisad b'neimayin kohen gadol nichnas v'vigdei zav l'fanai v'lifnim l'avod avodah. Why can't the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur only ever goes into the Kodesh Kedashim with his b'gdei zav, and he doesn't wear the b'gdei zav? Why is that? L'fisha ein kategor nasas anegor. Because the b'gdei kahuna and the kohen gadol who's wearing them are supposed to be a kategor, a sanegor rather, and if we're wearing the zav, it already evokes the avera of egal zav. So the same reason exists. That's exactly why you can't use a para, because a para is reminiscent of, it evokes the egal zav. Okay, and what's the problem? The problem is it can't serve as a sanegor. So apparently it's one of the major themes of it, to the extent that it actually passes, is it has to be a sanegor.
It sounds like this is more on the negative side. Doesn't it sound like that it has to positively be like a meratzin, no?
It doesn't, well, at the very least, it shows that we take very seriously the notion of it being able to serve as a sanegor. If you said that, listen, it's just a mitzvah, maisa mitzvah, like levisha tzitzis and tzukkah, so why would we have a problem with it? I mean, it must be that it's supposed to be a sanegor, otherwise there shouldn't be an issue of its evoking. I mean, anytime you use zahav, you could theoretically think, yeah.
You have a broader way of applying in kategor nasa sanegor by the kiddushim, the kinyonim, like when we're trying to figure out whether we need a pasuk for, or to help say that there would be ability to use kaseper gerushin.
Right.
So use the smart being kategor nasa sanegor also by
Eved
also in terms of like just trying to figure out the kinyonim there. So it's broader. Has a broader application than...
No, I agree with that, but I don't think that the broader application vitiates what I'm saying here. Because what we're saying there is something which is functioning to do X can't do not X.
Right, so why wouldn't... So there, also easily say
so
that
here, if we're saying that it's functioning... So the point is here, what is the function? Leo Sanegor.
Yeah.
And we're saying if it's functioning, Leo Sanegor can also be a Kategor.
Right.
or if it is a kategor, it can also serve as a sanegor. There it was, if it's making kedushin, it can't break kedushin. If it's breaking kedushin, it can't make kedushin, right? So it's the same principle, but when you're applying it to the issue of specifically in Rosh Hashanah, I mean, what is the function that it's you know, the antithesis of the kategor? It's leo sanegor. So either way, yeah.
No, I'm just saying that, like, also, I mean, No.
So let's just take a look at the Ritva. I'm not making this up on my own. The Ritva says it explicitly already. The Gemara goes on to say, is this a problem? Is the principle of Ein Kategor Nases Sanegor? Here the Gemara really does mean it very seriously, very, very, you know, very, you know, narrow sense, because it asks, but we have, you know, we're talking about, first it asks, well, you have Kaparos on Kaparos, so then we say, you know, it has to be an issue of being Makri, etc. The Gemara says, what about, but we're here dealing with something which is Chutz. Big Day Zav is only a problem Bifnim, right? Lifnai V'Lifnim. So Gemara answers, Shofar Nami, so the Gemara says, Shofar Nami B'chutzu, Kevon does, I mean, that's a question, and therefore shouldn't you be able to use a Zav even if it's a Kategor, but we're only sensitive to that Lifnai V'Lifnim. So the answer that the Gemara gives is, Kevon de Zichron Hu, Kevon de Zikaron Hu, Kevon Dami. The Riff explains this, what does that mean? Shein Kategor, Shalola Haskir Maisa Egel Kederach Shein Koin Gadol Nichnas V'Big De Zav Lifnim, V'Shofar Nami Ba Lisnaus Ulei Ratzos El Adonav. So you hear, see the river weaving all this together. It's clear that he understood it this way, that this hachnasa tefila lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got from the Gemara in Tezayin, and this is how he's interpreting the Gemara in Chavav also. That's an essential function of the shofar. Shofar is ba lisnas uleheratzos, and for that reason, if you use a shofar shapara, that's pasul. It's me'akev b'di'evit. It can't be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar with that, because inasmuch as the shofar is lezichron asid lachnis tfizos and shal Yisrael, it's a ritzoi. So it's clear the river here is in a sense the shitasa. I mean, the river explicates this nicely in Rosh Hashanah and how he views it as being evident in the Gemaras. And the dinim of what passes and what's kasher for shofar for Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that this is, we shouldn't be surprised the Riva thinks shofar you can throw in there also. The shofar also, even the shittos ha'omrim, that is limited to mitzvos, mishum ritzoi, ke'en, korban, and lulav, they can also explain how shofar would also have that soul. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. Now we come to the Rambam, shittos ha'omrim. I think the Rambam might be relevant in this connection, the question of which mitzvahs. The Rambam paskins like Shmuel, right? I think I have it on the list here.
Which Rambam?
The Rambam, did I not include this here? In Sukkah. Yeah, so I think, is it, where is it? Yeah, right, that he paskins like Shmuel, all these psulim, including Gezel, Vigneva, it's only possible Yom Tov Rishon, but Yom Tov Sheni, a Kokosher. The Ravid Al-Attar notes that not everybody agrees with him regarding A, Yavesh, and B, Guzzle, because Guzzle's have a Le Mitzvah Abba Bevera. Now, why is... So what is the Rambam's... So the Rambam passes like Shmuel, in other words. And it's based on the Yushami. The Yushami says... that line is from the Yushami. So the Yushami passes like Shmuel. Why? What's the basis for that? So what's the basis for Shmuel? What does Shmuel hold here? So there are two... the two most prevalent views among Rishonim for Shita Shmuel are, first, one, the view of the Baal Me'or, the Ramban, and the Ritva, which is that Shmuel does not hold of the psul mitzvah of Avera. He doesn't believe in it. He doesn't think that such a psul exists. That's the shita of the Baal Me'or. It's the shita of the Ramban. The Baal Me'or, I should note, not only says that, but he actually passings at La'alacha. Baal Me'or does not have a psul mitzvah of Avera. As do a number of other Chachmei Brabans, Zevar Shlama, for instance, they don't have the mitzvah Bavir because they paskin like Shmuel, and they assume that Shmuel, just this is their understanding, does not agree with that there is such a psul. The Tosfos provide a different explanation. Tosfos and Sukkot Alatar and Dav Lamed say that the reason that there is that the basis for Shmuel is that he holds that it doesn't apply mitzvah Bavir doesn't apply to this case in this case because it's only Dirabanan. L'chor, what he's saying, Tosfos is saying, is that there's a general chiluk between mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvahs derabanan for Shmuel. Shmuel does not apply mitzvahs, the psul mitzvah of Avera to mitzvahs midirabanan. It's an interesting, it could be, one could wonder, is it just an issue of being machmir? But we'll come back to that. Either way, neither of these are, I think, viable in the Rambam. It's not viable to say that the Rambam, according to the Rambam's understanding of Shmuel, the Rambam himself, that he doesn't have the mitzvah, sole mitzvah of Avera. The Rambam explicitly mentions it in the context of Korban, Hilchos Lulav. I'm sorry, in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, right? The Rambam mentions, first of all, he quotes the Pasuk, for Goni v'gozel v'hikri v'korban pasul, v'kadosh baruch hu sonoshin, emar sone gezel bo'olah. And then Halacha Tes, it's Halacha Zayin, Perkei Halacha Zayin, Perk Tes, imi v'in minachlus v'nesachim, lo minateve, lo minachadash, lo minameduma, not from Orla, klai akerim, because it's a mitzvah above Avera, shekadosh baruch hu sonah. So the Rambam clearly has the psul mitzvah above Avera. He only mentions it, though, in Korban, explicitly. So it can't be that the reason that the basis for Rambam's passing like this, passing like Shmuel, is that there is no mitzvah above Avera. It also can't be, even though I think there are some Nosei Kelim who thought this, who mentioned this possibility, or they suggest this, that the Rambam paskins held like Tosfos that there's a chiluk here that we only apply mitzvah babavera to mitzvahs deraisa. I forgot to mention the Meiri echoes this line in Tosfos and there are a number of Rishonim who paskin that matzah shel tevel is puzzle, and it's because mitzvah babavera against the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't provide, what they say is that based on the Gemara's explanation of that Mishnah of matzah shel tevel, it emerges that it's shalol kelacha, because the Gemara's explanation of it, yatzah zesh mishum batoch hachametz, it only works for if you hold that ein iser chal iser afilu be iser mosifu be iser kolel. According to everybody else, the way we paskin, so iser chametz is chal upon matzah shel tevel, and therefore there should be no problem of Mishnah Isura Mishum Batocha Chametz, and therefore it emerges into the Ramban was very bothered by. You're saying this is Mishnah Shalok Halacha? Yeah?
Just a point of clarification, I just couldn't see inside. It's also saying that it's only Mitzvah, only plus by Mitzvah Deraisa or Averis Deraisa? Like,
Mitzvah Deraisa. Yeah. Mitzvah Deraisa. Yeah, here he's talking about Mitzvah Takanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. So he's saying because it's only talking about a mitzvah derabanan to kaddish Yochanan and Zakkai, so then we're not going to apostle. That the issue of averus, that's a separate question. So the Meiri says so a number of so there are Rishonim that say this, and this is what the Meiri in Pesachim Lamed Hey says that v'yesh trochim l'hami divrei Rosh Hashanah shalol asur mitzad iser meurav ela sh'af hein poskim k'mishnatzeinu. Right, so there's no, they reject the iser that suggested the Gemara, but they also paskin commissioner say, no, they say explicitly that, can we do that? Can we just take the Mishnah doesn't cite a machlokes about this. Can we just say this Mishnah, shalol kalacha? It happens a few times. So Rishonim are very reticent to say that. So he says they paskin commissioner say, no, mitzad acher, who mitam mitzvah babavera. So the Meiri himself paskins following the Rambam that there is no mitzvah babavera regarding lulav. So he says, v'av bisha belulav lo pasanu es agazol, ela berishon, mitar slachem, habasheni kasher, av bisha babavera. And then he quotes a number of other reasons. So this is just another expression of the idea that Shmuel Shita, and here we're passing like Shmuel, is that we only apply it to mitzvah zaraisa, and therefore matzah shel tevel, for instance, would be a psul mitzvah of avera for that reason. But for the Rambam, I don't think you can say that. Yeah. It could be the Meiri is going with the assumption here that it's only a psul derabanan. What was Emil saying? Yeah, the problem with saying that in the Rambam. What's the problem with saying that in the Rambam? The Rambam, I mentioned that the question is we're going to come back to is Shar Yamim. What are we talking about here, Shar Yamim? So the Rambam is of the opinion that Shar Yamim here refers to any day but the first day. Any time. Anywhere. What this means is even Lula B'Mikdash, Shar Yamim, right? The chiluk here in the Gemara between Yom Rishon and Yom and 7 days and the Shar Yamim, not like Tosfos that held the chiluk here was that the Gemara is referring to here, is Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. We're talking about Bizman Hazeh, and there's no lulav b'mikdash, so the Shar Yamim means Takanos Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. No, he thought it meant any day besides the Yom Rishon min HaTorah, including the Zayin Yamim min HaTorah b'mikdash. For that too, it's you can be Yotzei b'Gazel. So you have a mitzvah deraisa, which Rambam paskins. There's no problem with mitzvah baba there. So that can't be the explanation for the Rambam either. So what is? So I think at least one compelling explanation for it, for the Rambam, is that the Rambam held precisely like this Shita of Tosos, that the mitzvah of Avera is limited to mitzvahs mishum ritzoi, but he understood himself, and this he understood Shmuel saying, that that doesn't extend to lulav, that doesn't include lulav. We mentioned that Tzachidus should say that this is bichlal, that lulav is bichlal mitzvahs mishum ritzoi. Right, we try to explain it based on the idea of enam ba'ad l'ratzos alamayim, but the Rambam, in Shmuel's understanding, the Shmuel and the Rambam's understanding will say that that's maybe another function of dal minim, that isn't ikar mitzvah, so the ikar mitzvah dalabinim is a mitzvah netila. Maybe it has some other elements, but as a mitzvah mishum ritzo like korban, that it isn't. And therefore, there's no psul mitzvah baba there. For lulav, whereas there is for korban. Now, whether or not this is viable in the Rambam, though, I think really comes down to how we understand the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah. If you look at the Rambam regarding in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, so he doesn't mention mitzvah baba there. But many meforshim of the Rambam understood that this is what, in fact, is going on here. The Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Lechazayin, paskins like the Yerushalmi that matzah shel gezel, matzah gzula, is pasul. He includes that with the Mishnah's cases of matzah shel tevel. So he says, "Ein adam yotzei chuvasa beachilas matzah shi asur lo kigon sheachla tevel or ma'aser rishon shel nitla chumasa or shegazla zeaklal kol shemivarchin alav birchas amazon yotzei bayidei chuvaso v'chol she'ein mivarchin." And why is that? He doesn't say. But many Mefarshim assume that the reason is because it's the mitzvah of Abba there. Based in part on the Yerushalmi, which seems to mentions the mitzvah of Abba there right after this. So they understand the Rambam here is posseling matzah shel tevel, matzah shel gezel, because of mitzvah of Abba there. Now, if that's the case, then the suggestion that I'm putting forward, that the Rambam held that it's specifically mitzvahs mishum ritzoi, that for which we have a psul mitzvah baba vera, but that doesn't include lulav, right? It doesn't include lulav. It doesn't include korban. If it's true that he paskins that matzah shall iser is pasul achilas matzah, you're going to pasul the mitzvah because of mitzvah baba vera, so that can't be the case. And then, right, the suggestion is no good. And yet, I think that the suggestion still might be good, and I think that it's possible to understand the Rambam here otherwise. First thing to note is that the Rambam doesn't actually mention anywhere here that the psul is mishum mitzvah baba vera. What he mentions is something seemingly completely unrelated, kol shemivarchin alav birchas hamazon. Now, that's not necessarily a knockout raya that it isn't mitzvah baba vera, but at least already it's suggestive, maybe something else is going on here. And I think you can understand, indeed, that this is a different idea. It's not a din of mitzvah baba vera at all. Rather, this is based on a separate din, for the Rambam at least, of Botzea Beirech Nietz Hashem. The Rambam essentially points you to this when he says, he gives you the klal of Koshim Varachin La Berchaz Amazon Yotze Ba'idei Chavaso. So what's he referring to here? He's referring to you to his, what he wrote in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yates, that Kala Ochel Davar Asarlo, whether bezadim b'shkaga in mavarich alav lo betchila v'lo besof, and he gives examples tevel meiser rishon etc. Shlo nitlu trumasov in mavarich, because he doesn't say this, but this is the reason botzei beirech nietz Hashem. All right, this is the gemara mavakama as well of talking about a chala gzula. So you don't make the bracha on the challah there. That's what the Gemara says. You don't make a bracha on challah because botzei beirech nietz Hashem. So the Ravi disagrees. He thinks that in the Yerushalmi it's only mentioned in the context of being mizamnim, being kovei asuda upon it, but not that you don't actually make a bracha at all. But the truth is, if you understand the Rambam, if you understand the Gemara of challah to be, you know, an instance of this, then clearly you see that it isn't just an issue of zimun. You actually aren't making any brachas at all. Right, because ein zeh mevarech elamenai. So the Rambam, you can't bless the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not a blessing for the Ribono Shel Olam for you to make it on something which you stole. That's a niyutz. It's blasphemy. So this is a principle the Rambam has in Hilchos Brachos, and here the Rambam is alluding to that principle. And I think that perhaps we can understand the psul So what's the psul here in the context of chametz matzah? I think we can understand the psul here is based on a local principle regarding matzah, which is that you need to have a matzah ha-ru'uya lebracha. You need to have a matzah which enables shevach halav v'hoda. Put in terms of the Leil HaSeder, mitzvah matzah requires matzah that can be used as an instrument of Sibur Yitzias Yisrayim in halal. Sibur Yitzias Yisrayim is not simply a mitzvah of Sipur. The Rambam, in fact, even mentions in Sefer Mitzvahs elements of halal v'hoda. In fact, in the interest of time, I'll skip it, but it's interesting just how far that went. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, thought that you weren't even. I'll mention another time. The Sipur Yitzias Yisrayim is a mitzvah which is b'soda, a mitzvah Sipur leading to halal v'hoda. So it could very well be that what we're saying is that mitzvah matzah requires a matzah that can be used as an instrument of that. Now, the notion of matzah, of a chetz of matzah serving that function is implicit where? In the definition in the drasha that the Gemara cites in name of Rabbi Kiva and Lamed Vav Manaf in Psachim, that what is lechem oni? So it doesn't mean what others thought it means. It means hagar the karina and be'oni, the fact that we read it not as lechem oni, but lechem oni. So what does that mean? Shmuel damar Shmuel lechem oni lechem she'onin alav devar maharbe. Rashi, what does that mean? Onin alav devar maharbe shegomer malav esahalo v'omer malav agada. Right, it has to be it's lechem for which one is gomer malav esahalo and you say this bracha. Now, what does that mean? So l'chor, what this hints to is that there's a relationship between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Yisrayim, the halav v'hoda, and matzah. That there is such a relationship, that there's a normative relationship between these two mitzvahs, and they're not just both, it's not that they both happen to take place at the same time, same night. That's evident in the Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuftes Zayin on Beis. The Gemara there, basically, what emerges there is that L'shitas Kama Umaraim, if you hold that matzah b'zman hazeh derabanan, so what that means is, Sibur Yitzias Yisrayim b'zman hazeh is only derabanan. This is how the Gemara explains that Rav Acha bar Yaakov held that there was a summa is mufka from the mitzvah sagada because it says b'avor zeh, and just like in Ben Zorah Meorah, we say b'neinu zeh, that he has to be pointing to him, he has to be able to see him. So too, b'avor zeh, it has to be able to point to. So that means that summa is not bechlal, summa is not able to be, is pater mi, is mufka from mitzvah sagada. So the Gemara says, but Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, we asked them, who leads a seder at your seder table? Say we do. Yosef and Rosh Hashanah were blind. So the Gemara says, Kasavi Rabbanan, they hold, that's not a good kasha, they hold mitzvahs matzah b'zman hazeh derabanan. And therefore, what? And therefore, Tzipur Yitzias Yisrayim is only derabanan. The Gemara then goes on to say, and what about Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikun? So that's another Gemara of Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa. One day in the Gemara is that's also not a good answer because even so, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, if the mitzvah, the minatora is excluding summa, so then so too should the mitzvah derabanan. But either way, what emerges in this Gemara is that there are at least some who hold that if your matzvah is manazeh is only derabanan, so then that means that Sibur Yitzias Yisrayim is only derabanan. So you see clearly that there is a very tight. Normative connection between mitzvahs matzah and mitzvahs sibur tzayim. But not only do you see it in the sense that mitzvahs matzah is necessary for sibur tzayim, you also perhaps see that it's also necessary for mitzvahs matzah. And here you have, I'll just point to some many Rishonim who understand that when we say the Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah says, Kol shalom ha-devar melu, shosh ha-devar melu, le-yatzai de-chavaso, so what mitzvah is he talking about? So I think many Rishonim understand, Rambam is pretty clear about this. We're talking about mitzvah sibur yitzias yisrayim. If you don't mention these three things, matzah, if you don't al shuma, so then you're not yotzei your mitzvah sibur yitzias yisrayim. But that isn't how the Ramban in the Mechamos understood it. The Ramban in the Mechamos understood it that what that it's a, that you're not yotzei these mitzvos pesach matzah umar if you don't say al shuma. And where do you get this from? I mean, he's trying to explain there that not every time when Chazal say kol shalom that ein adam yotzei yidei chavaso. Does that mean that mamash min haTorah, you're not yotzei at all, you have to do it again? Right? It doesn't always mean that. So he uses an example of that. V'shaninu ki yotzei ba kol shalom or gimel dvar melu ba pesach What do you mean? It should be No, it's called these mitzvos. Pesach, matzah, at least the chachila requires ashuma. You need to explain what is this for. Yeruch HaSchaim has the same explanation. He says, Ava b'shiyeh pesach matzah mar lo yatzi dechovas bilti amira. So you see that, we'll see the Ramban takes it even further. So you see that the notion of matzah serving as an instrument, mitzvah matzah serving as an instrument for Sivas Yisrael, that already you see both in terms of the potential deficiency of Sivas Yisrael when there's no mitzvah matzah. You can also see it now if there's no Sivas Yisrael, there's also no mitzvah matzah. Lo yatzah dechavasa. So perhaps one can understand and argue that mitzvah matzah requires lechem shon dvar marbe. Matzah, what that means is it requires matzah that can serve as an instrument for sipur and halal and hadah. And for this reason, says the Rambam, matzah asur lo is pasul mitzvah matzah. You can't even make a berachas hamazon on such matzah. But say a berach niyat Hashem. This is a niyutz. So mehechet hesi, if it's botzei a berach niyat Hashem, so that's so, how can that serve as the matzah shal mitzvah matzah, which is a matzah of halal v'hadah and sipur sis Yisrael? This is not lechem shon dvar marbe. You can't say agadah, you can't say halal. So that's the basis for the psul. And then it's not strange at all that the Rambam says, doesn't mention anything mitzvah there. What he mentions, the klal that he mentions, really is the reason for it. Kosha ein uvarchin alav, berchus hamazon, that can't be used for mitzvah matzah. Yeah, I guess I'll stop here. Just one last point, which is the how far this goes is you can see in the Ramban in Asasagos. The Ramban when he in the Shechas in the list of the mitzvot that the Rambam in his opinion omitted erroneously, so he includes a mitzvah deraisa berachas Torah, and he contends with the possibility that maybe the Rambam agrees it was deraisa, but just includes it within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? Talmud Torah, and one of the things you have to do when you learn Torah is it to be mivarech lecha. So he says, don't say that. Well, why not? I have precedent that you shouldn't say it. Ve'ein ro'i lemnosa mitzvah achas ima kriya, meaning kriya in the Ram here is, in the Ramban here is k'shem Hashem HaKriya, is learning Torah. K'moshe mikra bikurim ino nimna achas im hava'aso, v'sipur yitzis raim im achilas pesach. Sipur yitzis raim is like the berchus Torah, is the equivalent of a berchus Torah upon Talmud Torah. If you were to hold, let's say, that we can, when you do a mitzvah, so if you have a sort of a prefatory amira that goes with it, you have to be able to, that should be included within the mitzvah itself and not as a separate independent mitzvah list in terms of your listing in the Taryag. So if you were to hold that, then yeah, you would say there's one mitzvah of Achilas Pesach and Michla Mitzvasa is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So and likewise achilas matzah. Meaning this is, I think this Ramban clearly is working hand in hand with what he says about kol shelo omer shel dvar melu, that there is sort of michlal mitzvah matzah is sibur tzitzrayim. So again, I think it's quite plausible to argue that for matzah to be suitable for mitzvah matzah, it needs to be lechem oni lechem she yuchal she onu dvar melu arbe, that you can say agada and halal on matzah shel tevel matzah shel iser isn't that. So that's the basis for psul. In which case, again, it's possible. I think the Rambam indeed only has psul mitzvah of avera regarding mitzvahs korban, and perhaps, and I guess we'll just come back to a quick point on this. Perhaps also shofar. All right. The next major issue we'll turn to now is all right. So what is mitzvah of avera? All right. We know now what's the level of the makor of the iser. We know now which mitzvahs it applies to. According to some ritzoi, some not. What is a mitzvah avera? What is the relationship between a mitzvah and an avera that qualifies as a mitzvah ababi avera? So that we'll start. We'll definitely get to next.
I remember when we were kids, they used to say very loosely, "Someone drives to shul on Shabbos, mitzvah ababi avera." But there you go. Look,
right. So is that right? Is that so? I think that is defensible. According to some, according to others, not. I mean, yeah.
Not doing a mitzvah b'shas avera.
Meaning the question is that it's something you shouldn't do, yeah. Obviously. But the question is that actually possible? Let's say, what is it that you go to shul?
They drive to shul.
Yeah. Will that actually possible your tefillah? I tend to think not. It might, yeah. But we'll see whether or not that. Yeah, so that Miri, right, exactly. So that Miri, you don't find it anywhere else, precisely because it seems that in order to say that, you have to be rejecting the application to Lula, which is exactly he's explaining Shmuel. That's one. That's another explanation of Shmuel, which yeah.
Take it. You're calling it the shame of Zayma, and you're doing it.
Yeah. So we'll see that yeah that exactly comes up. Yeah. But the Meiri himself actually that one line in Meiri doesn't. I don't know how well it fits. Meiri is pretty consistent that he has a Ritva-like approach to mitzvah aver. What it means. It doesn't mean, something that I mean. It means something that should. We'll see. I'll get to it.
Could also argue that the Rambam would hold it that it's Mishum Mitzvah Avera and it's
Matzah?
Yeah, but because it's Kain D'Oraisa, based on because of the Korban Pesach.
Oh, you mean that Pesach is a Ritzoi because it's Korban?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why specifically by Matzah we'll say it, as opposed to.
But he hasn't meant. I don't know. Is that? It's an interesting idea. Do I think that's what the Rama might mean? I have to think about it.
Is there mitzvah matzah independent of the Korban Pesach?
How we paskin?
Yes. Or
we paskin, yeah. Yes. There are that's machlokas amaran. I mean, whether or not matzah is banazeh is there. Yeah. So if you're saying this even if you call matzah is banazeh there is.
Yeah.
Right. But the chor that's part of the. It's harder to claim that if you hold matzah is banazeh there is.
Right.
That Korban Pesach.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Unless you want to.